You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. Man. Holy crap, man. What a week.
Yeah,
what a week for
really.
Both of us, I feel like. Why don't you go first? Then you got me beat. You said you just came from surgery.
No, actually, so I had surgery in February, I had a hernia. Mm-hmm. And I woke up the other day with like crazy pain mm-hmm. in my groin. And I was like, and that's, it was around where I had my hernia surgery. So mm-hmm. I was like, please not again. Like, I'm like, I don't, this, did it rupture again? Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, because I as soon as something happens to me, I think the worst, you know. My parents are like, Chase, calm down. I'm like, no, I need to go to the ER, like, you know, I'm, you know. So after a couple of days, it kept, you know, it was bothering me, so I went to the hospital today just for them to do a CAT scan, and everything came back clear, so I was pretty happy. But now I'm not supposed to eat.
They didn't know what it was.
They said it's really nothing. They were just probably like a bug or something, or you probably ate something bad and it just sat wrong. I'm like,
I know my body.
Yeah, exactly. Because like I would understand if it was like my stomach, but it's not. But whatever. They did the test. Nothing came back negative. So I was like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So I'll go next.
Because, yeah, definitely. I need to hear what the fuck happened.
People can't see my face. Is pretty jacked on the left side. So I guess I had an allergic reaction or something the other day, and I basically had like a string of bumps along my face, and it was like getting towards the end where it only took like a day to heal, but I ended up scratching my face, I guess, and one of them got cut open, and then after that, it got infected.
Oh.
So I ended up catching something called infantigo. It's like a fungus-based disease, skin disease that like, she like backs up a little bit. at the time, it was highly contagious, but I've been taking my meds all week, called off work for like the last 7 days.
Right.
It's been pretty crazy, man. Been pretty crazy. It hurts.
So
like
it just had, do you know what it came from? Like, where?
No
did
idea.
The
yeah.
Reaction?
The doctor was like, maybe it came from you boxing or something, like, because the gloves, people don't clean the gloves off. I've been boxing in like a month, so I don't know how it would have happened. My house is clean. Like,
Just a fluke thing,
bro. Touching some dirty fucking mucus.
Oh, probably for sure. It could have just been like a fingernail, scrape something.
Man, right. Something had to get in there.
Yeah.
You can just tell people you're getting a face tattoo and it just didn't go well.
Or that is the tattoo.
It's like the Hangover movie. Just say you were trying to reenact the Hangover and you don't remember.
I was trying to go
happened.
For that Mike Tyson, but
it's a little smaller. It didn't finish. That's funny.
Man.
Well, it's not funny, but
it hurts like a bitch.
Does it?
Oh, my God.
So I probably shouldn't have made the Hangover Mike Tyson jokes right away, right?
Nah.
I should have saved that. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Nah, it's cool.
I mean, trying to brighten your
situation. It just hurts now, I feel like, because it's healing, but it like I can't touch it. Like,
yeah, please don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can now because it's like healed, but it's just like you're just seeing scabs, basically.
Right.
And if you see any white, that's the cream or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, let's not risk it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So did you go to the doctor?
Yeah, I went to the doctor. So like the maybe third day it was there. It was like really small at first. It was like maybe a little dot. And I'm like, okay, what is this? Then I woke up the next morning and that shit was just like, looked like my face was like melting. I'm like, all right, fuck.
Damn.
Doctor.
That's terrible. Oh, yeah.
Then I go to him and he's like, what is that? I'm like, doc, that's what I'm
asking
you.
That's what you're supposed to find out.
I'm like, what?
That's
you tell me.
Shit, that's why I'm here, bro. Looked up WebMD and Medin, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. But, yeah.
See, like I said, I always think the worst, and my brother, he's the same way. Mm-hmm. So, like, he took me today to the hospital, so that probably wasn't the best person to go with. Because as soon as we walk in, he's like, oh, this place is sketchy, man. There's a lot of activity. I'm like, Devin, it's a hospital. People come in here all the time.
He's
like,
just no one gets sick?
He was like, I don't know, man. We should probably just leave and go to Henry Ford Hospital. I'm like, I'm not doing all that. We're already waiting.
Henry Ford's pretty dope, bro.
It
I
is
like
nice.
Their lobby.
It is really nice.
This is one nice lady. I forget her name. I think it might be Kathy or Jessica or Becky or something.
Mm-hmm.
But she's super nice, though.
Right.
Super nice lady.
Yeah. There's probably hundreds of Jessicas or Beckys.
Man,
there.
There's but, so many.
No, but it was funny because he was in there just saying just little shit. It was like, oh, yeah. He's joking, but it's like, Dev, shut up. He's like, you're going to die. You're probably going to die. Like, you're the worst person to go somewhere with. Like, because I'm already like, damn, like, what is it? You know?
Yeah.
And he's just making it 20 times
worse.
I'm like, you can leave. Like, you know?
Bro, I just go in the car. Just go wait in the car
right.
at this point.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. Yeah, I went with my mom and terrible idea. She's freaking out. She's like, oh my God, you probably got like shingles or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mom, it's not shingles.
Yeah. Shingles.
It's like, what the fuck? No. It's just a
early onset shingles.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. No, I think shingles is like red spots type thing. But I'm like, no, mom, I don't have shingles. And she's like talking to the nurse for like 80 minutes. Like, yeah, I don't know how we got it. I'm like, mom, can we go? Like, for real.
Yeah. It's literally the worst to go anywhere where you're uncomfortable with someone who's also uncomfortable and just makes it 20 times worse. Man. Like, that's the, like, my dad came and he was just like, oh, all right, you know, let's get it checked out. And then when he found out I was good, he was like, I can leave. I was like, yeah, I don't really care, you know? Because that's the type of shit I would, you know what I'm saying? Like, he stayed, he made sure I was good, but he's not, like, gonna freak out like the world's over, you know? Like, I can't stand I can't stand that shit.
Man. And then I had this nurse, she was pretty cool, but she was acting like I was like 90 years younger than her or something. She came in, she's like, oh, 98, you're so young, like 1998.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And then like I asked her and she's like, yeah, I'm 24. I was like, what?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, a year or two? Like, what?
No, out of here.
She was probably talking to you like you're a baby and shit.
I hated that. I hated her so much.
Yeah.
But she was cute, so I let it pass. It's fine.
And I feel like they're all, a lot of them are cute when you're, you know, tired, you're in the hospital bed.
You're hurting. Yeah, you're like, you need something.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you're waiting for all your fantasies to come true. But anyways.
Right. Expectations.
Yeah, I had it was a wild day.
Yeah.
Kind of. But I'm here.
I'm just glad. My doctor said it shouldn't scar at all. Mm-hmm. So. You can tell like under the scabs or under the cut that it's like my skin's actually coming back. So I'm happy about that. Cause this would have been a nasty scar, bro. I would have been terrible.
So I don't know if we were talking about this last time, but did we mention anything about the new Star Wars series in Disney Plus?
No, we did not. No.
Okay. So there's this big thing about, Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda, bro. That's my shit.
So
love that logo. I haven't seen it yet though. I haven't seen Mandalorian.
So, well, technically it's not Baby Yoda. It's just a baby of Yoda species.
Damn, but, bro. Yeah, spoilers. Yeah. What the fuck?
I mean,
bro?
If you've seen Star Wars, you know what happens. So, like, it's pretty obvious. So, but they're talking about taking it down because of like copyright issues and stuff like that. But it's like really controversial because they're saying it's a baby Yoda in the series, but it's like, I don't know. It was like a big Twitter headline I seen.
What's the cop? Is it other people copywriting or like Mandalorian?
The Mandalorian.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard it was something
it's
like
the Star Wars shit.
So it is. Like, it is. Yeah, that's why I was kind of confused about it. I didn't read too much into it, but I just seen it was like a big thing. Yeah, it was
Twitter.
A big thing on Twitter for like a week. But I just seen the pictures of him and I was like, oh,
bro,
like,
you know what I'm saying? So
cool.
Funny, bro.
Yeah. That's like the
coolest
thing.
I seen this one meme. He was like looking up and he was like, oh, this is my dad yelling at me while I'm passing the screws. I was like, damn.
Yeah. Bro, that's funny shit.
I screenshot like 70 of them, bro. I got to delete a lot of them.
Man, that Disney Plus is clutch.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm talking about getting it with my sister because you can get, I think, ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Disney Plus for like $12 or something. I'm like, bye-bye.
That's the move, bro.
Yeah.
That's the move.
And I just got Hulu. I just got the free trial. So
there you
go. I got to take it all before they actually charge my card.
Right, right. Well, see, I mean, I was so glad to see like Suite Life of Zack and Cody on there.
Oh my God,
like,
yeah.
All those shows. Like, as soon as I seen that, I binge watched.
I saw Pocahontas and I was in,
bro.
When I say I've seen that movie like a thousand times, bro.
Yeah.
Man.
I was kind of upset that they didn't add the new Spider-Man movies. They got all the old ones. Mm-hmm. They even got like the first Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Like from the 80s, you know.
Like the cartoon?
The cartoon.
Damn.
Some of the stuff is tied up in legal obligations with other streaming places, so there is a chance that some of this could get added on later on. They even have some that you can view, and you go to click on it, and it says not available till like next year.
Oh, okay.
And you're like, why do you even have it physically showing me that this is an option if it's not even available for a whole year?
I don't like to be teased at all. Nah, fuck that. But yeah, Disney Plus is dope, bro. All those shows.
It's the move.
Man.
Definitely the move.
So what have you been watching recently? I've been watching The Good Doctor. You ever watched that show?
No. Man, what's that about?
It's so good. Have you watched it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it's about this doctor. It's on his third season now. It's about this doctor who has autism.
Okay.
And he's trying to get his residency, and it's tremendous, bro. It's tremendous. It has that kid. He's older now, obviously, but you ever watched the Spiderwick Chronicles?
Mm-hmm.
That show? It's that same kid.
Oh, really?
Tremendous actor, bro.
Wow.
It's the best acting I've seen besides, obviously, like Joaquin or something.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good, man. So good.
I haven't I haven't seen that the Spiderwick Chronicles in so long. That's been a long time.
I think it came out. He's like got to be. Old,
how old is he?
He's like 20. I want to say like 24 or something like that.
Oh, that's actually not old. Yeah. I always pictured these people so much older than me.
Yeah, yeah. And they like sometimes in movies they play like. Trying to think, you know that you ever seen the second Scooby Doo movie, like the live action one?
Yeah,
Daphne, she played like a high school student. She was like 30 at the time, so you never know. Oh, okay, true. Yeah, true. And what's her name? This girl named Joey King. She would play like a 10-year-old when she's Joey? Our age. Yeah, yeah.
Joey.
Joey King. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Pretty sure that's her name. Yeah, but you never know, man. Never know. But I've been watching that. What else have I been watching? I've had 7 days to sit on my ass and binge watch shit. So.
You know, well, I have too, and I still haven't watched.
Bro, you called me that day.
Listen.
We about to stop all that
shit. Yeah, I know. But
so I called you that day, and I don't even remember what I called you for. And you were like, I think it was last Tuesday. We canceled the show, unfortunately. But I was like, okay, cool. I'm about to watch Infinity War now, so. It's kind of clutch that we're not going. I was like, all right, awesome.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
So what happened? I kind of just forgot. Like, I got off the phone, and then my boy called me and was like, hey, you trying to go? I forgot what he said. I think we went bowling or something. I was like, sure, why not?
Fuck, you know?
But I've been watching a lot of, obviously football, because that's all I do. Man. Fantasy football. That's my shit. But besides,
you should do...
DraftKings and FanDuel. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Or not on it. What is that? MyBookie.
MyBookie. Yeah, that's for like all sports. So like you could go, you can do MMA, you can, you know what I'm saying, boxing, whatever you want on MyBookie. But besides shows, dude, I don't watch anything really. Really? You know, like I try to watch, I try to keep up with new stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I just don't, you know. Like, I was at my cousin's yesterday, and he was talking about Endgame, and he had told me that a certain person died. And I was like, okay, that sucks to hear that.
Oh, he tells you, like, the big
So I was like, well, and he was like, yeah, he dies. And I was like, okay, so I guess I don't need to watch it.
Damn.
But, I mean, I'm still going to watch it for sure, because that's one little thing. I mean, it's a huge thing. But
that.
I seen exclusive content that he wasn't.
Okay.
You know, that he had came back. So I'm not sure.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Because I haven't even seen the full movie. So
you got to watch it, man.
Definitely. Yeah, I got to catch up with this shit, man. I haven't even. It's crazy. I didn't even see the last Spider-Man. Which one was that? Far From Home?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was good as fuck. I saw that in 3D. The best 3D experience I've
actually
ever seen.
Wait, is that the one where they went to Venice? When they were in Italy?
Yeah, they were in. Were they in Italy? Yeah.
Which one was it? Which one were they in Italy? Because I seen that one.
What, Zendaya?
It was Zendaya.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Far From Home? Okay, then I did see Far From Home. Yeah, that was so corny.
Yeah.
I think that was the corniest movie I've ever seen in my life.
It wasn't. It was good in 3D, but like, I wouldn't go back and watch it, really.
Yeah.
It's not like...
It just doesn't make sense, okay? Because you got Mary Jane, and from what I always remember, she was a white girl with red hair.
Thank you.
With orange hair, right?
And I'm black too, so this
right,
is not like a race.
So it's like, I was just caught off. I love Zendaya. Everyone who knows me knows I am very attracted to black women. So when I seen Zendaya, I was like, wow, she's gorgeous. But I'm like, definitely not the part to be playing MJ.
Mary Jane, no.
And then you got, I mean, I know it's different because it's kind of a different type of Spider-Man, you know? But then you got his best friend, some, like, who is it? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Peter Parker never had some best friend to, like, just chill with all the time, you know? Like, there's no, what's that one dude's name? Osborn or whatever.
Harry.
Well, there's no Harry in it, you know what I'm saying? And I understand it's a totally new universe, but it's like, it just throws me all off guard, you know? It doesn't make
They're
sense.
They're talking about, what's his name? Tom Holland, the actor for Spider-Man. He's talking about making some changes to the character. Interesting changes.
Yeah, I remember us talking. We talked about that actually, not too long. I don't know. I don't remember when, but yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, he's talking about him being gay now.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what's happening to Mary Jane? She's already black. How
Dude, they're just they're trying to ruin everything.
Everything.
Did you see who they're trying to get to play Harriet Tubman? Julia Roberts. A white woman.
No, no, no. I think that was the meme or something, bro.
No, that was like that. From what I seen, it was on like a, it was a thing on Twitter.
No,
bro,
they did that with Scarlett Johansson too. No, I seen that thing. I'm pretty sure it was a meme, bro.
I hope it was, because that shit pissed me off. I'm like, what the? How?
Harriet's already out, though. Yeah, it's already out. So, you know, I heard it was good, but I haven't.
Yeah, so I was thinking like, what the fuck? Because I mean, I understand like the little Mermaid. They had I don't know her name, but it is
Halle Bailey.
Yeah, it's a black girl playing Little Mermaid, yeah. Which it's a fantasy character, so it's like, okay, you know, you can go, you know, you can switch it up, obviously, yeah. But a real person, you know, that's what I was thinking. Like, no,
this is historically MJ is a redhead,
exactly,
pale. Lady.
Pale. So, yeah, exactly. And then you got...
All the comics, no matter which one you look at.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, then I seen him doing shit without a suit on, and then that kind of threw me off guard, too. I'm like, I mean, Peter never really started without his suit, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's wearing like, a flannel. Yeah. People think people would like, notice. Right, like, didn't I see, like, flipping off buildings and shit?
Yeah. Holding up a tower and shit. So I was like, yeah, that shit threw me off guard. Yeah, I don't know. I think they're starting to ruin Hollywood, dude. Like, movies are just, they're not like they used to be. Nah. They're terrible now.
I do want to see that dude. I think we talked about this a little bit. The new Batman guy. I just seen him in a new movie, The King, which is on Netflix. Yeah. Tremendous movie. You got to watch it.
Is he a good actor? Was he good in it?
It's so good. Yeah. Like, he plays this French, like, general, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm around a lot. Like, some people say his accent was weird. I think most Americans said that, but if you're French, I talked to a lot of French people at the hotel. Mm-hmm. A1, right. perfect accent.
Yeah,
especially for like that time period, like the language. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was good. It was good as hell. It was long. It was like two hours and some change. And it had him. I forget the main actor's name, but it also had Joel Edgerton in it. I don't know if you know who that is. He played in like Bright as a coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that
okay.
guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good ass movie too.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson, I've never seen him in anything other than Twilight, which was very corny.
Yeah, so I couldn't get through Twilight at all. I watched the first hour of the first one, and you just cut her off. I couldn't.
Yeah, I don't, that, my mom was always into it, and like my cousins.
I don't understand it. Like, what's the another one, True Blood? I can't get it. Is that like vampire stuff,
I don't know. Vampire shit just never caught my eye.
Nah,
like,
it's not.
He might suck the blood out your neck. Like,
I get off of him.
Yeah, that's just weird. Like, no, that's weird.
That's,
you know?
Like, I think it's like a kinky thing for everybody.
Oh, for sure.
But
for sure,
it's not my kink.
Well, so there, I just seen a thing that the director who made Bohemian Rhapsody, mm-hmm. which, if you don't know, was a story about Queen.
Yeah,
and
that was a pretty.
They just got the okay to do a Michael Jackson biopic movie.
Really?
And there's a lot of people saying like, who's gonna play him? And my thing is, if you have, there's got to be like three different actors, because you got to do from the Jackson 5, and then when he was black, and then white. You know, so like, how is that? You know, that's got to be a tough movie to get.
That's,
you know,
a hard.
And then there's so many controversial things that that have been said about him and that he's done. So it's like, you got to pick and choose which one goes in and which one's not, you know, because you have to incorporate some of those things.
You have to.
I'm excited. I'm a fan of Michael Jackson's music. I mean, I'm not saying he's innocent. I'm not saying he's guilty.
He's a good artist.
He's a good artist. That's all I know.
Yeah.
See, like, that's another thing. People are always like, oh, but outside of, okay, listen, there's so many people who are bad outside of what they do, okay? You can't change that. But
if you just look at it,
doesn't mean his music wasn't good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's the king of pop for a reason, you know, like, he changed music forever, you know? So it's like, I mean, you can't.
And some people had that argument with R. Kelly, but I'm like,
R. Kelly did
I'm not
that
even
shit.
A fan.
You know, yeah.
But
he did. Like Dave Chappelle said, he probably did that shit. You know? Like, because, you
that's
know,
tough.
In the court thing, they played the video and he was like saying how old she was while he was having sex with her. So he was like, this is the best 13-year-old pussy I ever had. That's exactly what Dave Chappelle said. And he was like, why would you say that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? That makes you sound more guilty. You know what I'm saying? Why would you play that to try to prove your innocence, but you're literally calling out the girl's age while you're doing it? You know what I'm saying?
Terrible, bro.
So, like, I don't know, dude. Fuck R. Kelly. I don't care. He has a couple songs.
Like,
but
I think outside of him, then you have to like look at it. But yeah,
he's one that's like,
I'm not even a fan. So, but, you talking about, like biology movie, biography movies or whatever. But Mr. Rogers, are you going to see that movie with Tom Hanks?
I probably will. I don't fuck with movie theaters, dude. Like, the last time I went to see a movie before Joker was Ride Along 2.
Damn.
That's a long time ago. That was like,
shit, bro.
Yeah, a long time ago. Because, do you remember how that thing happened in Colorado? That big shooting at the Batman, The Dark Knight? So that shit totally fucked with me. I was like, okay, now I'm thinking anyone can go into a movie theater. There's not security guards checking every person walking in, so you don't know what they got. You know, so I'll
be
like,
walking in that bitch with Wendy's, right? Frosties,
exactly.
All that shit.
Yeah, so
they don't check you.
And then so I went to go see The Joker, and the first thing I do every single time I walk into a movie theater is I check. I see, okay, which, because sometimes they have them at the top, exits at the top. So I'm like, okay, if there's one at the top.
Sometimes it's dark as hell.
Right. So I'm going to sit at the top, and it's right there. So if something happens, I'm good. But I got in there, and some dude walked in, and he had a coat in his hand, right? Some big leather coat. Uh-uh. And right away, I'm like,
nope. Huge
this
mistake.
Is, yeah, I was like, what did I do? I told myself not to come to this shit.
The one time.
You know? And I literally, like, I still enjoyed the movie a lot, but a lot of the time was focused on him. And I was like, what
just
is
like
this man doing?
Peripheral glances.
He's moving. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? He's just fixing his head or something. Like, yeah, it was tough. That was a tough day for me.
Damn, that's not funny, but.
it is, though. I don't know. I can be very paranoid sometimes. But
I don't know. You did say you think the worst a lot, but
yeah, definitely.
At that point, when I was like thinking that too, because they kept getting the threats when Joker came out. But I was like, at this point, you're gonna have to try me, bitch.
Yeah,
I
want right.
to see this movie.
Yeah,
so
it's
bad.
So yeah, and it's like the chances that it happens to the one that you go to.
But I think everybody thinks that, and then it happens.
Right.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, that's just my luck for sure.
Terrible, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I can't, especially like big crowds of people. I always have that, like, okay, what if someone just says fuck it and just wants to shoot everyone in this bitch or something, you know? It's like,
it happens. It's been happening a lot, like, you know, just the shooting in damn, I forget where it is now. It might have been Colorado, honestly, but it was a hospital. I was like, damn,
a hospital. Like, who, like, does who fuck? Thinks who what goes through someone's head to want to do that, you know? Like, that shit will and that's kind of what interest me the past couple weeks is, like, I've been watching documentaries about Chris Watts. I don't know if you know who that is.
Nah, you gotta fill me in.
A couple years ago, he killed his wife and his daughters and disposed of their bodies in an oil field or in these oil tanks, right?
Damn.
And he had this thing to where, like, he didn't know where they went, you know, and the whole time he was like he was cheating on his wife with some woman.
Oh, I think I remember this story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a lot of it was like, okay, did he kill him for this reason, you know, because the girl? But something, like, you know what I'm saying? It's so, it just drives me to figure out what possesses someone to want to do something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm constantly doing research about, like, Jerry Sandusky. I don't know if you know who that is, but Penn State football coach who got, you know, caught with, like, child molestation and stuff. Like,
a bunch of, like, mental health things.
Yeah, these people who are looked at and, like, just thought of being such great people, and outside of these things, they're doing this
like
terrible
shit.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just want to know what drive, you know, what goes through someone's mind thinking about it, you know? So, like,
and it's funny because, like, a lot of my friends recently that I've had, like, it's so weird. A lot of them have been going to school for, damn, what is that shit called? Where it's like you study the brain.
Psychology.
Thank you, God.
No, you're good. You're good.
But yeah, they're doing like psychology and stuff. And it was like, I don't know, it's interesting in the human mind. How it's like you think somebody's normal on the outside, but then you like get in their head and you're like, damn, what's up?
For sure.
What's the problem?
I mean, because we all at one point, and I put quotations, demons, not obviously real demons, you know, but we've all fought with something that has bothered us to a point where we felt like we couldn't really handle it, but we did, you know? So it's like, some people, that's why I just want to understand why some people just trigger, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been upset, but never once have thought, let me go shoot this person or let me go do this, you know? Like, that's never even crossed my mind. So, like, I mean, and he said in a statement, you know, like, he's glad, like, he was released of this evil, you know, and it's like, well,
Chris Watts.
Okay. And I'm like, well, how did that, you know, how does that even get there? You know? Well, so it's like, Shit, I don't know. That's just very interesting to me. So I don't know. I've been looking into that a lot lately. Damn. A lot of investigation.
I don't really watch too many documentaries. If I do, it'll be like some dumbass animal documentary or something.
Well, animal documentaries are the way to go.
Yeah. I'm glad you agree.
Well, Disney Plus, dude, they got a whole...
I didn't know they have so many other companies under them. They have like National Geographic. I didn't know they own them.
Literally.
Everything.
If you want to watch the safari shit, Disney Plus, because they got it all.
I'm
literally
about to buy
all
this
of
shit
it.
Right now while we're on.
Yeah, literally. That's literally, that's the way to go.
That's crazy.
And then, yeah, they own ESPN, so they got the ESPN Plus on there, which is kind of dumb because you still got to buy the pay-per-view for the fights.
Really?
Or not pay-per-view, but you still got to buy like that main fight, you know, like when John Jones fights, you got to pay for it. You know what I'm saying?
That's dumb as
very
it.
Dumb. You just get like the fights that are happening every week, you know, like the
like
little
the small,
yeah, small
bouts,
ones. Yeah. So
I guess that's cool, but
pros and cons.
Damn. Yeah. You want me to pay Steven? I got the plus.
Right. Wow. Yeah, exactly. That's how they get you, literally.
I was so hyped up. I'm like, yeah, I get the plus. I'm glad you said that because now I'm thinking about it.
I mean, you should still stream it. I still stream it. I haven't paid for a fight card in so long.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if I should say that, but...
Nah, I mean, everybody has like...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Cody, Showbox, stuff like that.
Honestly, half the time I go on YouTube and there's always some guy who's got his phone set up just right by the TV and it's just...
Filming it,
boom.
Bro.
And then it'll get closed down. I'll refresh a different
Find
one.
Find another one.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I do with the Mayweather...
Mayweather McGregor fight. Yeah.
Tremendous.
Didn't
bro.
Pay for that either.
Man, I would.
Because they want $100 for it or something like that.
Yeah, it was
for
100.
If I'm going to pay $100, I'm going to come see the fight. You know what I'm saying? Why would I pay $100
at my
house?
I'm about to be ringside.
Right, exactly.
Shit. But speaking of fights, though, did you see, it was trending on Twitter like crazy. Wilder,
and Ortiz. Yeah.
Man,
yeah. I was at work, so I didn't get to catch it, but I watched the highlights and,
No, I watched four fights on the card itself. So I watched three fights before the main card.
Okay.
It was pretty dope. Like, it was these two young kids. They had to be, like, our age, like 21, 19 or something. They were going toe-to-toe, like, just going back and forth.
Those
slugging.
Young guns, bro. They got all that energy.
I was like, what the hell? So they threw, like, a total of, like, 200 punches landed. I'm like, on each other. Like, they were, like, neck and neck, bro. Then they just called it a draw. Best fight I've seen probably... Right. All year, bro.
Those are the fights that suck, dude. Because you go through all that and you get a draw.
Draw?
Like, bro, give me the L, if anything. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll take an L rather than a draw.
Yeah, they got to run that back. But, right. The main fight.
I don't like Wilder as a boxer.
No.
Like, you know, he's a one-hitter quitter, you know? Because he was getting outboxed that whole fight from what
man.
I was watching.
Yeah, I was on. It was on late as hell, too. My dad, I didn't know he was watching. He was watching it. He's like, you know, come watch this with me. I'm like, sure. So he started watching the fight. And he was outboxing the entire thing. He knocked him out in the seventh round, I want to say.
Yeah, seventh with like 4 seconds left.
Literally. I heard like the little click, click from the like 10 seconds left. Mm-hmm. And then they went around a little bit. Boom.
Wow. And it didn't even look like, I mean, he just like, threw a jab, a straight jab. You know, I didn't think it was any power behind it, but it.
Oh, he cocked it back, bro. It was so quick, though. It happened so fast.
It was funny if you see
his face.
Ortiz get up. Yeah, his face was like dented in. His chin was like
his
sideways.
Chin was, like, in his,
neck,
bro.
Yeah. He,
terrible.
That was over. It was no getting up from that.
I was laughing for like 10 minutes. Yeah. It's off his face.
Because he's old, too.
Yeah, he's 40.
Yeah.
He's 40.
He's old.
That's old to be boxing, for sure.
That's another couple years off his life.
Yeah, man.
Which is sad to say, but
yeah.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do to. Feed your family.
But he's already so he's like 30 something and one. His only loss was to Deontay.
Yeah, he's got two L's.
Now he got two L's. He was so mad when he lost, bro. He was like throwing shit.
Yeah.
He didn't want to touch Wilder.
Well, yeah, because I mean, imagine especially because that last 4 seconds, if he survives that 4 seconds, you never know, that fight goes the distance. You know what I'm saying? That was just that one punch.
Yeah,
if
it had went the distance, he would have would have won.
Yeah, they literally had him winning. Every single judge had him winning by like 4 or 5 points. So, I mean, dude, judging is so weird, though.
Bro, it's so terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching, it was another fight that came on, and the judges were like 10-9. I'm like, how are you scoring 10-9? Like, he dominated the entire fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't understand.
Well, they have to give the champion the benefit of the doubt. So, there was actually just a documentary that came out, Ortiz. What's his name? Who fought Anthony Joshua?
Ruiz. It's the same, bro.
Yeah, it sounds
similar.
So anyway, it's like 45 minutes long. It's got like Mike Tyson, Sylvester Stallone in it, you know, because it's kind of like that Rocky Balboa story. And it's crazy to see that the ref was in it too, and he was just talking about how he was giving Joshua chances because, you know, it's a champion, you know, give him the benefit.
Yeah.
But you could see, as they were saying, like Mike Tyson was like, he was laughing it off, but inside he was terrified, you know? So like, that shit is just so, you know, crazy to see. Like, you could tell he was laughing, but inside he was like, he wanted to get out of there so bad.
Yeah.
But he had to put up that fight. It took an L.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. But I saw the post-fight interview after. And then, what's his name? Wilder took a jab at the other referee. I forget his name. But he was like, yeah, the guy Kenny something, the guy that was reffing that fight that he just did. He got the count right, perfect and everything. He was still wobbling when he got up. He was like, yeah, if we had him last fight, I would have won the first one with him in the second fight.
Yeah.
But now he's fighting in February, which some people are like, that's a quick turnaround, but he didn't take any damage in this fight, really. I mean, he got hit, but he didn't, like, get rocked or anything.
Dude, the thing about Tyson Fury is his punches look so weak to
They're
me.
They're so weak.
They literally
he
look like...
He has zero knockout power.
You know, like, little just, like, brushes.
He's just trying to score
points. He's a big boy, so, I mean, those jabs probably do put a little power on it. But, yeah, he's just all points.
Yeah.
He's not going to knock you out.
No. Yeah. It takes his one hit to throw you off. Even if you get up, like he did in the first fight, you're going to be thrown off the rest
of
the
match.
But
he got lucky in the first fight because it was the 12th round that it happened. It was the last round.
Yeah.
And that bitch would have happened fifth... He's not making it out.
I don't even know how it happened because it was like 13 seconds that he was on the mat. And
they gave him some time. Well, no. It was about 9 or 10 seconds he was on the mat. But when he got up, he was still wobbling. Because it's not all about being down. Like, if you get up, they can still count if you're not, you know, if you're standing. Still wobbling, you can't walk towards them, you know. So he wasn't doing that. You know, he was kind of just like fixing himself. He was done.
Yeah,
he got lucky. He barely got out of there. That's why he went to the fucking WWE and got his little paycheck. So now he probably doesn't even have to fight anymore.
Really?
Because that's the move. I mean, if you notice, a lot of UFC fighters are going to the WWE
Ronda
now.
Ronda Rousey did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's bad for fighting.
But they were talking about him fighting Ruiz, and Ruiz is like a little guy, you know, a little on the heavier
Wilder?
Side. No, what's his name? Fury.
Tyson Fury and Ruiz.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if Ruiz beats Joshua again, he's got to fight the winner of Wilder and Fury. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the winner of that has to.
Yeah.
Like, there's no
nobody
Joshua.
Else.
If he can't duck that, you know? But at the same time, if Joshua beats Ruiz, you kind of have to give him that third fight.
Yeah.
Just to be fair. Because he gave it right back to him. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I respect about Ruiz a lot.
Like,
because
the first fight, you said that was one of your favorite fights too, didn't you?
Yeah, just because I'm a huge Joshua fan. You know what I'm saying? That was my guy. And when I watched Ruiz beat him, I was like, dude, there's nothing better than seeing the underdog win. You know, I love watching underdogs.
And then it's just like, he looked out of it to me, Joshua. Like, I'm like, why aren't you throwing? He like kept hesitating, basically.
Yeah.
And I was like, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Which I think Luis or Ortiz, the one Wilder just fought, he hesitated a lot. Like, he could have had Wilder a couple times.
Yeah.
I'm like, why didn't you just do this and do that?
Yeah.
I'm like, he could have won, honestly. Mm-hmm. He could have literally knocked
him out. I
feel
like it's hard to do. Sometimes you just kind of like fall under pressure. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can't build, live up to that hype. So like, when Joshua hurt Ruiz, he went in. He tried to knock him out, and that's not what you're supposed to do, because you're not supposed to attack, especially a littler guy who's got short reach. You're supposed to stay on the outside, box him
down.
Keep your
reach,
right. Yeah. But he tried to go in and got caught right on the temple, because he got him here. You know what I'm saying? So that immediately shut his whole body down. Literally. In his head, he's fine, but his body, he can't move. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Your legs go first, so he was just outboxing
exactly.
him after that, too.
Yeah, you literally, there's nothing you can do about it at all. It fucks your whole equilibrium. I don't know how to say
that. Equilibrium.
Yeah, equilibrium.
Right.
Yeah.
Man.
But I'm ready for that second fight. There's so many. I can't wait to see what Jorge does.
Jorge Masvidal.
Yes, I cannot wait to see what
he
fights.
Is it Jorge or is it George? Some people call him George. Some people say Jorge. I'm like,
I don't
is
know.
It just George with a J? I don't know.
Yeah, George. Yeah,
George with a J.
I think it's Jorge. Because it's J O R G E.
Yeah.
That's gotta be not Jorge.
Yeah.
That's gotta
be. I'm sticking with Jorge.
Jorge, you're right. Everybody, but anyways, so his
Did we talk about that? The BMF fight? We talked about that.
We did talk about it a little bit, but his opportunities now, they said it's either Connor, Nick Diaz.
Yeah. Which Nate, I don't agree with that fight. Nick Diaz.
Yeah, me neither.
His brother. Get the fuck out
That's
of here.
That's just Nick Diaz is trying to make a comeback for himself, okay? He's long gone.
Yeah.
Or the winner of Colby and Usman, which he, if I'm Masvidal, I'm not getting any younger. I'm taking that title fight as soon as I can.
Yeah. And then I'll fight Conor after that.
Right. And then I'll shut his ass up.
Who do you think is going to win that, Colby or Usman?
That's going to be tough because they're both good wrestlers, but they hate each other. So, like, there's not too many fights where you see people hate each other. Like, Ben Askren and Jorge Masvidal, they hated each other. Yeah. But that happened in 4 seconds,
literally,
you know?
Bro.
So, like, we'll see, man. They hate each other. It's going to be a fight. They're going to beat the shit out of each other.
I don't see it on the stand. Somebody's going to get submitted for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see it standing up.
No.
I don't think, I haven't seen Colby fight that much, but I don't think his stand-up is.
I mean, he stood up with Robbie. He stood and banged with Robbie Lawler and kind of gave him hands.
I got respect. Now, Robbie's my dude, bro.
Yeah, Robbie.
And Robbie's jacked as hell.
But he's old. He had his time. Yeah. You know, he's kind of, he's that same dude who's running through old people like fucking Alex, what's his name? Alex Smith who fought John Jones, you know? That's the same. He fought Shogun Hua and or someone else, you know, some bums, old people, you know? And that's what Colby did. He fought Junior Dos Santos, or not, what's his name?
Anthony Pettis?
No. Rafael Dos Santos.
Oh, Rafael,
yeah. He beat him, and then, who was old, and then he beat Robbie Lawler, who's old. So it's like, come on, dude. You got to fight someone young. And this is where I want to see Usman beat the shit out of him.
Somebody young like Izzy.
Right.
Adesanya, bro.
You see that thing with him and John Jones?
It's retarded.
Yeah.
Man. Why did John start it, though? It doesn't make any sense.
I think because
He has to feel threatened in some way if he just like
it's more about stardom, you know, because it's like Conor had it, lost it. John Jones came back in the picture. Mm-hmm. He had it. And then out of nowhere, this Anderson Silva 2.0 comes out of, you know, and everyone loves that style of fighter. Mm-hmm. He's different. He dances. He'll throw spinning heel kicks at you. So it's like, I mean, and he's got the talk. He wins. You got to love him, you know? Yeah. But I think he'll get his ass beat against John Jones.
Yeah, I don't think that'll. But do you see his food truck diary with
Brendan Schaub?
Yeah. Brendan was saying he's like Jack, like he's a big guy. I'm like, nah, bro. He's skinny as hell.
Yeah, he's real skinny.
I think, I don't know.
I mean, you can also be skinny and, okay,
like shredded.
Ripped. Yeah. Shredded.
He's ripped.
You know,
but
ripped.
I don't think
shredded,
he's like a big
guy. But he's
guy.
Not jacked.
No.
Yeah. Brendan Schaub's, he's. He exaggerates a lot.
I feel like he does.
Yeah, a lot.
Because I was looking at him like,
he actually gets terrible reviews for his podcast,
really?
Below the Belt.
Really?
It's like bad. If you read, it's like, all the comments would be like, if this is the most boring podcast ever, when is this podcast going to end? Like,
damn.
It's all hate. And I'm like, damn, bro, maybe you should give it up.
Yeah.
You got four of them. You know, you
don't
need this
one.
Yeah,
he has Below the Belt, Fighter and the Kid, King of the Sting.
Okay, three of them.
Yeah. I don't think he has another one.
Oh, Food Truck Diaries. Yeah. If that is a, that's
food,
kind of a
that's
podcast.
That's considered a podcast thing,
So, yeah, he's got three of them, bro. You need to.
Below the Belt, I'll listen to that if I'm like making eggs or something. If I want a time to pass and he's just talking about some fights or something.
Well, see, that's the thing though. It's not like, you know, Chin.
Yeah.
His the dude,
assistant.
Yeah, his assistant.
Terrible.
But he keeps the show like going. People were like, and that's another comment I seen. It was like if you're here for Chin. There was like 100 likes.
Literally.
It was like, damn, bro.
Yeah. It's terrible. Like he has to like literally control the show. Chin does. Yeah. Man, you see, he got a new hairpiece though. I appreciate. I like that.
Who's that?
Chin.
Oh yeah, he did. He did. Yeah, bro, he's a goofball.
Oh, he's so funny.
Do you watch King of the Sting?
Not really. I watch like some clips on like Instagram and stuff. I don't like watch it all the time,
bro. I got it to where every single time it comes out, I get an alert on my phone and I immediately go listen. It is.
Do you watch Theo's this past weekend? His other podcast.
Sometimes, yeah, depending on who's on there.
Yeah.
Theo Von, he's so weird.
Bro,
you know? He's so weird, you know? He just says the most off-the-wall
stupid
shit.
Stupid, man.
But yeah, that's probably my favorite podcast.
Yeah. I was going to go see him at his comedy show, but I was working and I forgot about it. I was like, damn, that's tonight type of thing. Brendan Schaub was in town too, but I'm like, he's not funny at all to me.
I wouldn't want to go to either of their stand-ups.
No.
Because they're more podcast people. Yeah. You know? Do you know who Sebastian Maniscalco is?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite comedians,
bro.
Right now.
His two specials, bro.
So underrated. He's so underrated.
I like his better than Kevin Hart's, bro, honestly. It was funnier. Way funnier.
Because you can tell, like, Kevin Hart tries a little much. He tries too hard, you know? Yeah. Sebastian, he's just so, like...
It's effortless.
Yeah,
man.
It's so
And he's
funny.
Talking about his real life.
Right,
like,
he's Italian.
Tell, like, certain stories that Kevin Hart says, he's making it up.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
I watched his Stay Hungry special, like, 4 times, and I laughed every single time. Like, man. I couldn't stop laughing.
The first one, too, I forget, it was, like, he's wearing that pink shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
His dad was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hilarious, man.
He's just different, you know what I'm saying? He's going to Caesars Windsor in April, and that's probably, I'm going to that one for sure.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't like big crowds, like I said, but I'll do it, maybe.
I'm not a huge fan of, I did go to, it wasn't huge, it was at St. Andrew's Hall downtown, and it wasn't like a massive venue, but it was like a lot of people.
Right.
People was getting mad and shit. He's like, oh, man, you touched my girl, that type of shit. Like, bro, we're in a massive-ass crowd. Of course, he bumped into
her,
bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, chill out. We're jumping, mosh pits and shit. Like, calm down. People just are ignorant, honestly, as hell.
Very ignorant. Like, so I work at the club, and that happens almost every single Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, someone will bump into someone. Oh, my bad. What? You know, trying to fight. It's like, bro, what do you mean? Okay,
bro. Take
your
look.
Yeah, take your drunk ass home. Yeah. It's the most annoying shit to deal with, you know, and I'm glad I got that whole club part because I'm not going to the clubs when I'm 21. I'm not doing it.
It's not even like, man, I've been going a couple of times, but it's not like, I don't know. I have to go with like a big group of people.
Right.
I can't go with just like me because it's too much shit that pops off.
Yeah.
And it's like, I went to I was telling Kate here, I went to a like a Halloween party, and it was like me and had to be at least like 15 people. Like, we were mob deep as hell. Like, right. I knew everybody there. I knew the bartender. I even knew Kyle, the bouncer. Pretty nice guy. But
Kyle, is he white?
Nah, black guy. Short. Almost looks like me a little bit.
There's a bouncer at my job named Kyle. But keep going.
Okay. I gotta meet Kyle too. But nah. But yeah, bro. I don't know. Club scenes is just not. It's like, okay, I'm here, whatever.
Right.
I got to be, like, really, I don't want to say I sound like an alcoholic. I got to have some alcohol. Like,
yeah, exactly. Because
if you're just in there dancing, you're like, bro, this is
having a drink. Yeah. It's like, no. See, I have a hard time spending money. So, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I see the prices at the club. You know, I'm like, I'm not paying that to get drunk for what? There's no reason. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
on a Thursday
these people
night,
will come every Friday, spend $500 every time they're there, right? And then wonder why they don't have money.
That was me. I went to like two or three different places. I went to one. You ever heard of Marble Bar?
No.
Went there. It was like a $30 cover charge. I'm like, damn.
$30?
Yeah. Terrible. I had a good time though. They got this upstairs place, which is kind of cool. They got this like disco bar with like lasers and shit. Mm-hmm. That was pretty dope. Then they got this outside area, but it was kind of messed up because at the time it was freezing. It was like, you know, like negative 10.
Yeah.
So everybody was huddled around the little fire pits they got out there. So
I don't, dude, fuck the cold. That's another thing. People go to the club, like outdoor clubs, and it's cold. What are you thinking?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, perfect example. I do not, and I don't get me wrong, I smoke weed, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not, you know, cigarette smokers, they're the worst because they got to have a cigarette every
2 seconds.
You know, man. Every 5 seconds, right? So we had this smoking area, and it was, so in our patio, we covered the top, but we left a little part open for the smoking area. Mm-hmm. And this lady was like, can you bring the heater in here? It's cold. And I'm like, no, that's the smoking area. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's cold because you're outside.
Yeah.
And then she was like giving me a hard time. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, then don't smoke.
Don't smoke.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's freezing outside, but you're continuously smoking.
Yeah, that's my friend. I gotta text her back. I forgot about that. She texted me on Messenger, but she used to do the podcast here. That's how I found out about this place. And she would always go outside. I'm like, Doris, it's snowing. It's negative 10.
Yeah.
Get the fuck inside.
Stay
it's
inside.
Like, it's like, I gotta have my cigarette. I'm like, damn.
I never want to be to a point where I gotta pause a show or pause a movie or pause something that I'm doing because I have to have a cigarette break or a break of anything.
Of anything,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't got time for that shit.
Damn, man.
Whew. Been a long week, man.
A long ass week.
It's been a tiring
week. And then I know what everybody's going to be saying to me on fucking texting me on Messenger and shit. Like, oh, you guys said you're having guests next, bro. I was literally bed rest for the last week with this fucking Infantigo. Right. So.
I was expecting guests too. So when you said it was just us, I was like, Darren's not even coming.
Nah. Oh, shit. Darren was supposed to come this week because last week it was off week. But I had called off work. They had messed up my schedule or whatever.
Right.
But I mean, it was fine. But they basically had me on the schedule for this upcoming Thursday. Then, like, last minute at, like, midnight, they put me on the schedule for the next day. I'm like, look, I can't. If you want to get sick, sure, I'll come.
Right, yeah.
But nah.
Yeah. All right.
But we're going to take off now. Definitely going to start making some adjustments with the show as far as, like, on SoundCloud, too, as far as titling. Once we get guests, we'll actually have instead of just the number so you actually know what you're listening to, too. So
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So is Darren going to start coming every week?
He's still every other week.
Okay,
just
every
because
other
of work.
Week. Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah,
weird meetings and stuff.
Yeah. Sounds good, man.
What a week, man. What a week. Well, we will catch you guys next Tuesday, though. Same time, same place. All right, guys.
All right.